the I was at their house. I saw a picture of the Piasetzner Rebbe on the wall. So I had asked them if they would donate for express purpose of the yeshiva. Anyone would like one, you're welcome to have one. We're about to start the first parak. It's very exciting. I had met a friend of mine from Miami, Elchanan Baruch Galbit, and I asked him if he knew if you ever heard of the Chovetz Talmidim. And he started rattling off the first parak by heart in English. Apparently he had at the time done it in English. He knew the whole thing in English from the English translation. So I know the Chovetz Talmidim. I love this. I love that sefer. It's like, and he rattled, apparently the first like two paragraphs he knows by heart. And he just, if you ever meet Elchanan Baruch Galbit, you could ask him, and he'll, I'm guessing he still knows it by heart. It's very exciting to do this sefer. It's a sefer that is very close to my heart. And a lot of the yeshiva's approach towards education comes from inspiration from the sefer. So, let's get started. The first parak, parak rishon, is called Kriya El HaTalmid. It's calling out to the Talmud. Ashrecha Nar Yisrael. Ashrecha V'ashrei Chelkecha. You are praised, you are lucky, you're so, it's such a tremendous opportunity. What a gift you have. Nar Yisrael, v'ashrei chelkecha, es ha-Torah, or Hashem, lilmoid zochisa. You're zoiche to learn Torah. V'liyois ben sha'ashuay ben ruchumay. Learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're like the apple of his eye. Ben Sha'ashuai means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're his delight. Ben Ruchumo, you're the one that he has that soft spot for. That's you. Liyois Ben Sha'ashuai Ben Ruchumo Elisa. You went up. You went up to become, you upgraded to become Ben Sha'ashuai Ben Ruchumo when you learned Torah. Malchei Elyon Yikanucha. The Malachim in Shemayim are jealous of you. Af Yikirucha, they have value for you, regard for you. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malachim said, no, give it to us. Nope, they don't got it. They don't got it. We have the Torah. When they see us learning Torah, they're like, wow, I'm so jealous. And they have respect. Respect for Klal Yisrael. And the fiery celestial beings, they're amazed. And to you they give honor. Hashemayim, utzva ma'aretz, umaloy alecha yismahu v'lefenecha yikanu. The heavens and all of the stars, the constellations, the entire earth, everything is happy with you, and in front of you they bend. Yikanu, they are machnia themselves in front of you. Zel zeshoelim, miwanar. They ask each other, "Who is this lad?" Asher amude esh kodesh mipiv misbarim. There's fiery flames that are coming out of his mouth. There are pillars of fire that are burning out of his mouth as he speaks Torah. The Adain Olamim, Rom Al Kol Romim, and the Master of all the universe, the highest of the high, Mepnei Hamoin Tzvav Rois Kedoshim, Boy Mispar, that's my boy. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yachol says, that's my boy. The Itoy Sameach, and he's happy with him. That's who you are. That's who you are. You're a lucky guy to be here learning Torah. Hashem sameach becha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, so happy with you. V'gam ato nar Yisrael. So you, also, in return, in response, togil v'tismach, you should be happy, you should be elated. B'goydel ashrecha, how lucky your lot is. V'rambas hatzlachos azu, you were such a lucky person to be born the way you were born. You weren't brought into this world as like a frog. or as a chimpanzee, or as a guy, or as some sort of like disconnected Jew. You were brought here, and you were put here. You're now in the Machitza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you understand how lucky you are? Ki mihu aish asher zocha liyos. Who else? Who is the person that he was zoicha liyos meiroye pnei hamelech? What does it mean to learn Torah? You're able to stand in front of the king. See the king's face. Who would be such a person? V'lo yogya v'lo yismach. Could you imagine someone who has an opportunity to have an audience with the king? And it doesn't like excited. It doesn't, it's not something that feels that talks to him. It doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense. You have the opportunity of a lifetime to be here in yeshiva. Should be walking on a cloud. I'm so happy. I'm so lucky. Yilchash lo yes matzbuna, v'Kodesh Baruch Hu is whispering his most intimate secrets in your ear. Eved ivri nikne bekesef u'bishtar. A lot of people out there don't know that, folks. You know it. That is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's intimate secrets. The Yilmad lo yes Torah, so a Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches you his Torah. V'lo yechashev lo kalas roish v'avanim lo yishkach. Lo yismach. You wouldn't consider that to be an audacity if you wouldn't be happy? I want to tell you, that's what it was. I remember where it happened. I'm not sure who it happened with. It happened at the Levaya of Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin was a very interesting personality. He was the Prime Minister of the State of Israel. He was a Frum Yid. He was Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Taras HaMishpacha. He made a bracha on international television, the Shechiyonu. He was Makben on Kashrus. He was the Prime Minister of Israel. He was the only one we ever had like that. He's the person that bombed the nuclear reactor in Iraq. He was the one who did it. He made the call. And there's very interesting stories. He went to Gedolim beforehand. And it's fascinating stories, some of which, if you want to hear. Anyway, when I was a bachur in Eretz Yisrael, I was by the Levi. He was nifter here. He was a very, very humble person. He left tzava, there should be no hespedim, or no hespedim. It was a quick Levi. I was there with Ramichal Shurkin. And I don't remember if he told the story. I'm pretty sure he's the one who told the story. I'm almost positive that he told the following story. Reb Michal was very close to Reb Moshe Feinstein. And he helped Reb Moshe Feinstein be masader his ksavim. Reb Moshe's ksavim were forever. I mean, just look at the sefer that he has over here on Kedushin. I have it over there on my desk. I think it's like this fat on Kedushin alone. And he has on every mesechta, and he also has an igris, and he has ala Torah, and he has, I mean, Reb Moshe's ksavim forever. So I'm pretty sure I heard the story from Michal Shurkin. If it wasn't with him himself, he told over the story that someone helped Reb Moshe be Masader his Ksavim. Reb Moshe quotes from Michal Shurkin many times in his Igros Moshe. He was very close with him. And he gave him a matona. He gave him the opportunity to look in his journal. Reb Moshe Feinstein kept a journal. We come sometimes think it's like for teenage girls, but it's also for Gedolim. Also for Gedolim. We're learning today the Tzav Viziris of the Pius Etzna, together with one of the Bachrim, says that a Bachar should keep a journal of where he wants to get to, what he wants to accomplish, how he's going to get there. Gets there, Moshe had a journal. And as a matana, as like a Hakar Satoiv, Moshe says, you could look in my journal. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I would love to be able to look in Moshe's journal. I would love to be able to get a peek into Rav Moshe's private life, to get like a look at like what, you know, what happened. So he said he opened up to the journal where Menachem Begin went to visit Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he told Rav Moshe Feinstein the following thing. You might think I'm coming to you because it's politically correct to align myself with the rabbis. He says, it's not true. I believe that the hatzlacha that I'm going to have is only if I get a bracha from you. If you give me a bracha, I hope that I have siyata d'shmaya. That's what he had written over there in the journal. Why am I telling you this story? Aside for the Rav Shai is going to have a lot of now. Menachem Begin was a totally different brand than what we're familiar with now, but why tell this story? Imagine a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'll give you a peek into my personal journal. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter Alein. A peek into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's personal journal. Exciting. Well, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to us. That's what we're doing when we're learning Kedushin. That's what we're doing when we're learning Gemara. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. This is his thought process. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most intimate secrets. And you have a chance to look at that. You have a chance to learn that, to study it. You know how lucky you are? V'lo yichoshev lo kalos roish, v'avoinim lo yismach. Don't you understand? If you're not happy learning Torah, it's like embarrassing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine if someone brought you his diary, says, you want to read it? And you said, not really. What is it? If I have an assignment, I will, you know, if I have to. So then you're basically saying, you're not, I'm not impressed by you. I don't care. I'm not interested in understanding you or knowing you. Someone that we are like enamored by, with someone that we're like enthralled, someone that we're impressed by, we want to read their journal. Kodesh Baruch Hu's journal, he wrote it for us. Autobiography. How he created the world, how he took care of his children, you know, what he did when someone started up with his children. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu's. How Kodesh Baruch Hu wants his children to like settle fights. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu's journal. And when a person doesn't have the Simchas HaChaim or the Simchas HaTorah, so then there's something wrong with that, and it's an amazing thing. Because all of the terrible curses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatens Klal Yisrael with, in the Toichacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why is all this happening? Tachas asher lo yavadetos Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. Which means, because you didn't serve me with Simcha, you weren't happy. Because I wasn't happy. I did everything you asked me to do. I did every single mitzvah, 613. And I'm getting cursed. Because if you're not happy doing it, then you don't appreciate what it is. You don't even know what you're doing. I'm giving you the most precious gift in the world. And you look at it as if it's an obligation. Looking at it as if it's something like heavy. That itself is a slap in the face. We should appreciate who we are, what we are, what the opportunities we have. Should be on clouds. So why not? Avol yodanu gam yodanu. Why is it that we don't have that simcha? Why is it that not every single day is not the happiest day of our life? Just waking up here in yeshiva. Avol yodanu gam yodanu. Shelu yodata b'nafshecha. If you knew about yourself, shas haTorah b'leiv u'moyach tohoirim ataloy made. If you knew about yourself that you were learning Torah, and your mind was pure, and your heart was pure, v'skirvas Hashem ayoyshev v'shoinei l'kinegdecha, and the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as He's sitting across from you while you're learning. If you would feel it inside of you while you were learning that. If you'd realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in the room while you're learning. It says in Mishnah Pirkei Avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. B'chol mokom asher azkir eshemi ovoy elecha. You learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Melamei Torah L'Am Yisrael. He's teaching us Torah. We're sitting here learning by yourself. You're trying to figure it out. You don't get rid of it. Listen, I got it. You know what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught it to you. He's here in the room. We don't feel that. I don't believe we feel that. Because we feel that we would be sitting differently, we'd be talking differently, we'd be walking differently, we'd be, have a different level of alertness, we wouldn't be falling asleep, you're falling asleep in front of Hashem. If you'd feel that, everything you ask for in your davening, your parents' lives, parnasasam, their parnasa, v'chola sheshola navshecha, anything you ask for, lifnei Hashem asher lefanecha, kiben lifnei ahav atom ischan, and you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like a kid asks a parent for something. That's what you're doing. Your mom is right in front of Hashem. Hashem's right here while you're davening. V'hu yisbaruch ka'aves ben ahuvoy l'cho'oino misratze. Because Hashem, you'll know, when a child asks you for something, it is so hard to say no. It is so hard. This cute little kid just wants another lollipop. I gave you 15 already, sweetie. I don't want to give you another one. And then you know, you don't want to say no. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to say no. He loves you. He wants to say yes. So you got this opportunity. You're standing in front of Hashem like a child in front of a father. And Hashem wants to say yes to you. And you're gonna. And now you have an opportunity to daven. Ki oz kulcha nisragashta olazta chol nafshecha samachta. You would be enveloped. Kulcha nisragashta. You'd be full of emotion. Olazta with this elation. Chol nafshecha samachta. Man, be so happy. Avol kiven es kol ze. We just don't feel it. We go to davening, we approach davening, and it's like, we don't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. If we did, so davening will look differently. Maybe some of us do, maybe some of the time. But that's those moments of davening, when you really clicked in, when you zoned in, you're connected. But if a person would realize what his learning is, a person would realize what his davening is, it would transform everything about our day and about our life. But we don't feel that, right? Rakinar bein ha'no'orim es atzmocha atamakir. I'm a nobody. I'm just a regular guy. I'm just like one of them. I'm one of the guys. Nar bein ha'no'orim. So, look. My davening, give me a break. My learning, irrelevant. Lochein loy tifarkes nafshecha. That's why your nefesh is not moving. Velo teida l'smoyach b'simchasecha. It doesn't know how to be happy. People don't recognize themselves. That's the problem. We don't have enough appreciation for ourselves. We spoke about a little bit at Shal Shudas. A person, Rav Moshe Feinstein, this week's parasha says, is a mitzvah on a person to believe that he's Kaddish. Because if a person doesn't believe he's Kaddish, then okay, what am I? I'm a nothing. I'm just a guy wearing a yarmulke. So then everything the guy is doing is also relevant to me. But if a person understands, I'm more than that, he appreciates himself, then he sees himself as above. And if you know who you are, you know what you could do, then you see, like, I'm something else. There's a Moira Dikamaisa about the stipler. Moira Dikamaisa. The stipler says, there was a story I saw brought down, Dachsach in the Sefer Megid Givasoylam, that someone brought a bacher to the stipler and said the bacher is semi-suicidal. They're afraid the bacher for his life. Bacher is a zatz, a broken bacher. He's mamish, broken. He's going through rough times. They brought him to the stipler. Sitting there in front of the stipler. Stipler is Reb Chaim Kinevsky's father. He said, those of us that are learning the Dorim can appreciate this. I make a shvua de'oraisa that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching from Shamayim, and I'm learning Torah in my house or in Letterman Shul, in my base medrash, and you're sitting there in your yeshiva learning Torah, I make a shvua d'oraisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to listen to what that kid is saying. I'm not interested in right now in the stipend, in the Kilas Yankov. Like, voice said, why? Stipus said, because you are working so hard just to be there. Kadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous respect for what you're doing. The stipend was trying to give an appreciation. You know why a person can kill himself? Semi-suicidal? What's my life worth? I'm nothing. I'm nobody. And if we appreciate who we are, realize what we accomplished. I said it once. Recently, I'll say it again. There's people in this base medrash, there's bachurim in this yeshiva that if it wasn't for the fact that people might think it's silly, I would stand up when they walked in the room. Honest to goodness. There's bachurim in this yeshiva that it's amazing who they are. Mamish, amazing. Day in, day out, they're pushing, they're fighting to get to where they are. Mashgiach said on Matzah Shabbos, I'm humbled by bachurim in this yeshiva. Humbled. What does that mean? That means that there's something really amazing going on here. But a lot of times people are like, okay, I'm a nobody. I'm just a guy in centers. You know, it's like, what's the big deal? But it's totally not like that. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in Shemayim. The Nachas Ruach Kodesh Baruch Hu has, when you sit there in the base medrash and you see, it's like, it's unbelievable. The Malachim are looking, wow, look at this guy. Look what he's doing. Look what he's up against. Look how much he's pushing himself. Look how hard he's working. All the nesyonos, all the challenges, and he's still there. It's unbelievable. And there might be like so many other people. The Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not interested in them. I'm interested in the ones that are working hard. One time I was sitting next to my chavrusa. My chavrusa is Rabbi Yehuda Vakshal. He's a Rebbe in the Meir Yeshiva. We lived together for many years. It was a younger man who was a young, younger man who used to come speak to us in learning. He was officially the Talmud. The Talmud of Rabbi White, Charles, whatever, you know, but the Talmud. He used to come speak to us in learning. And he worked so hard on, like, drilling on the Pshat, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. And he came over, Nochamo with the Kasha, and Nochamo with the Kasha. He's now one of the meshivim here in yeshiva. Sits in the back corner during the Chovas HaTalmidim Vat. One day, after he asks a kasha, Rabbi Yehuda Vakshal turns to me and he says, I want you to know something. He's bigger than both of us. He's bigger than both of us. If a person looks at himself and says, wow, that's amazing. What... We think we're like very results oriented. Like, show me your SAT score. Show me your, you know, your IQ test. Show me. Kadosh Baruch Hu's looking for, show me someone that's putting stuff, that's working hard, that puts his leva nefesh in his avodas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's unbelievable. Kadosh Baruch Hu appreciates what we're doing. We have to appreciate it. We have to say how lucky and proud we are. And a person realizes that his approach to all of his avodas Hashem, to his davening and to his tefillah and to his learning, everything changes. V'lo oid ela shebishvil ze yesh lefamim shegam harotzayin lilmad es toras Hashem chaser lecha. A person doesn't appreciate it. Not only does he just not feel good about himself, does not enjoy it. He even runs out of cheshek. He runs out of the interest. And you're not listening. Because we don't feel like we're being productive.
And this is why we're coming to you, my precious son. This is what we want to make out of you. We want the grace of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to shine on your face. In your mind. In your heart.
every single fiber in your being could be open to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. You could feel so natural in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. You could be so much a part of you. Libcha, v'nafshecha, bekirvas Elokim. Your heart, your soul, the closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher al yodcha yargishu. They're going to feel it. That's kol bako shoysecha lefanav yisparach kelefnei av oyev tishpoich. And then when you daven like you're pouring out your heart in front of a father that loves you and you want something very big. V'hu ke'av leben ahuv la'anoyscha u'leratzoyscha yochish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to listen. He's going to answer you and to make you happy. To answer your tefillas, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're trying to create. Not someone that's going through motions. Not someone who's feeling that he's doing it because he has to do it, but someone who has the desire and the yearning, and he feels not just he's struggling with a conflict between what I know is right and what I feel I want to do. Let's internalize this. Make it a part of you. Make it something you enjoy. That's what we're trying to accomplish. This is the purpose, the tachlis of this sefer. Ben Yakir, my precious son. Efsher tifached loimar. You might get a little bit concerned or afraid. Because we're like, okay, we want to make this guy into some sort of, crazy, starky, hardcore, over the edge. I'm just a young guy. I'm young, enjoying it. I enjoy to be a shovav. Go around in circles. I love to play games. And we're coming. You want to make me over the hill, worn out. Sitting there doing nothing. I want to take away your entire childhood. These are the fun years. And that's enough for you. You're like shut down. It's like, leave me alone. Okay, now's my time to enjoy myself. And come talk to me later. Avol te'isa gam te'isa. You're making a very big mistake. Nar kishino isecha tishoer. Stay nar. You will remain a young boy with your youth. Im chaveirecha chaveirim toivim ke'erkecha. With your friends, good friends. People that are good people. Tischaber af tisacheik. You could maintain the bond, the friendship. You could even, play with them. You'll still get there. Keep your youthfulness. Stay young. But learn how to do it right at this age. How to play. How to have a good time. How to relax. If you'd only believe Kodesh Baruch Hu is the master of the entire universe. Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees everything and he's the master of everything. Even your tennis game, even your basketball game. Everywhere you go, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be a part of that too. Person has to eat, or else he's going to die. Velishtos, and to drink. Kadosh Baruch Hu created him that way. It's hard for you also not to play. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't play. He's not saying that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't eat. He's not saying that. There's certain things a person has to do in order to stay healthy. So if you're playing ball, stay healthy. Great. Aval gam ba'achila v'gam b'mischok yizkor ha'ish. When you're eating, when you're playing, whatever you're doing, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher Hashem hu adon olam. Hu b'roi, hu manhigoi, hu mashgiach olav. Hakol shaloi v'gam anachnu shalom. Kodesh Baruch Hu's there. He's in the dining room. He's on the basketball court. He's in the base medrash. I think that there's a sign that sometimes people put over the Aron Kodesh. Da lifnei mi'ata oimed. I think that it's not so necessary in the Aron Kodesh, in the base medrash. I think if we put it like at the entrance to the dining room before people go attack their food, that would be a little bit more healthy, a little bit more helpful before we, you know, position ourselves with our elbows made of steel and iron before we push our way to get our, you know, 13 pieces of schnitzel just for us and the posse while they go get the potatoes or whatever it is that would perhaps be a little bit more, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there also. He's in the dining room. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is on the court. Sometimes people totally forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu on the court. I was once talking to a bachar many, many years ago. He said to me, I leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Medrash. I get out of the Beis Medrash, that's my time. Then I do it. That's Hashem is Beis Medrash, is his time. My time is out there. And then it gets on the court and he becomes mamish, like one of the brothers from the hood, the way he talks, the way he walks. Everything is total trash. Trash talk. Everything. Forgot it. He forgot who he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't play basketball? He's not saying that. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, learn how to play ball. If you read the book about Reb Shlomo Freifeld, our boy said, what a book, what a book. It's such an amazing book. Even people don't like, what people say, I don't like books about Gedolim. This is like a whole different thing. Such a beauty of a book. Reb Shlomo once came to Reb Shlomo and told him how much he learned Ben Azmanim. Reb Shlomo said, did you play ball? He said, you're not playing enough ball. Bacha wasn't healthy. For Bacha's not eating enough and he's like disappearing. See, Avada, everyone understands. You tell him, you gotta eat. Bacha wasn't playing enough ball. Say that, Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, by Yeshiva's Ben Azmanim, used to go to watch the boys. If I remember correctly, it was Reb Nosson Tzvi, I'm pretty sure. That they should know that, yeah, I know you're playing ball, I'm watching you, and this is something that fits in with our idea of how to build a Ben Torah. Because there's a time for that. Doesn't mean there's a time. It doesn't mean like, okay, now I can play ball all day and all night because Hashem wants. Obviously not. You don't eat all day and all night either. Everything has its time and its place. But realize when you're doing that, you're doing it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a partner, as a part of it. Be meroymeh, lift it up. You can enjoy it tremendously. It might take an adjustment, might be an adaption, something different. When I was a bachur in Passaic, I didn't play ball much. But every once in a while I did. So my Rebbe, the Rashiva, Zalazan Gesund, Reb Meir Stern, he said, I want you to play ball in your white shirt and your suit pants. That's how I used to play ball. Now, why did he want me to do that? We had a whole conversation, about sweatpants. He wasn't sure if sweatpants is because they make you sweat or because they're good to wear when you do sweat, so you don't sweat. He has the whole chakir of what I get to him, and he's like, whatever, I don't know what the sweatpants are. I want you to dress like a Yeshiva Bacha. And I think he was trying to send me a message, which is, you're still a Yeshiva Bacha, even though you're playing basketball. You're still Yeshiva Bacher. Don't think you get over there and all of a sudden you become like someone else. You wear like these jerseys from teams and you know, with the name of the guy in the back, and all of a sudden you're him. You wish. But that's what you think you become? Because Baruch Hu wants us to stay Yeshiva Bacher. When we're in the dining room, a Yeshiva Bacher in the dining room. What does it look like when Yeshiva Bacher? It's in a situation when there's a lot of food to share, not to share, enough, not enough. It's going to take him an extra 3.3 seconds to get the food, whatever it is. What does Yeshiva Bacher, how does he approach? What does Yeshiva Bacher look on the basketball court, on the football field? What's his conduct like? I want to win the game. But all that, keeping a Kodesh Baruch Hu a partner, that's what Hashem wants. You could stay a kid. Enjoy every moment. but do it roimimus, and you will get to where we want you to get. Continue, Glenn.